got two of both males. That's the reason one has to stay down under the floor, and the other one's outside, and one that stays outside that's not here right now, he can't get through the holes in the block to get to the other one, because the other one's smaller than he is. KI4LZI5D.
For Echo Delta Whiskey. Usually the males get along better than if you have a female. They don't get along too well in groups. They basically rule the roost, although that's not the case here. But it always seems to be better to have all males or all females. The females seem to cause problems, though.
It is, but like I said, one is under the floor, and the one who's normally here when he eats somewhere else, they don't get along, and he keeps that golden under the floor of the house here. Luckily, that block that has the hole in from the wall just above the ground there is small enough to where the golden can get through it, but the other one can't. We just found out that purely by accident because the golden done it, and that's how we found out.
Feeding raccoons for a long time, but we never interfaced with them. They've got some real dangerous diseases. Some of them, I don't know the name, but will affect brains, and there's no cure for them, so we don't really interact with them or touch them. We throw peanuts out. They're kind of interesting to watch. We've got one who comes, and we call him the beggar. He'll stretch up, stand on his hind legs, stretch up, put his front paws on the window, and watch us until we bring him some food. So we call him the beggar. And usually three or four others. We've had as many as seven or eight at one time, but the last couple of years, I think they've spread out and found their own areas and gone other places. Over.
KI4LZI. One thing about it is I've noticed about this and who's normally on the outside and ain't here at the moment. It does, if he don't eat every bite, it'll draw possums and every now and then a coon to go with it that'll want to get into their food that was meant for him. And I tell you, bitch, I don't know if this coon that's here was always here. I've got a cousin or two who likes to go coon hunting, or what if this is a coon that they let loose here. I don't know if it was naturally here or not.
The area, I know they're up above the hill here. We see some of the other kind of critters on the road, unfortunately, roadkill. Possums particularly, they don't seem to understand what the roads are. But possums are real good. They eat thousands of ticks. I'm not sure over what period of time, but they really eat ticks. So they really help in terms of other animals and people out in the wilds. I've just walked across the lawn sometime and end up coming back with a tick or so. So I like the possums.
Tell this chap who started bringing them in here, as you said, the only places I'd ever seen possums is in the road where, you know, they got run over and killed until this started happening here too. So it kind of, on the possum front, that's the first time I'd seen any of them that wasn't dead.
I'll stop the car. I've got some gloves that are disposable, and if I'm on the side roads, I'll stop and pull them off to the side. I hate seeing, particularly on roads that I frequent, watch them get squashed until they gradually disappear. Over.
I can say it's obviously they're not human, and they can't raise them, and I don't know. The light blinds them, like say a deer that might get in front of it, something like that, or they're just ignorant. They don't know not to do it, and ultimately gets them killed.
Some deer around here, but They've kind of gone now because they've been building closer to us. And so I think they've gone somewhere else. We used to like to watch them here.
I-4-LZI-Y-Day. Well, we see deer here, just like I told you about that right there, about feeding the other cat. We see bear here, and possibly due to those fires up there around Table Rock, we might get even more down here. They might come down the hill from up there down here, possibly, from getting away from all that smoke. Heat of that fire that was created.
Evacuating the horses here quite a bit. Up near the airport here, there's an agricultural fairgrounds, and they've been taking them up there. They open it up for people with horses, so the horses have a place to go. And so I know they've been evacuating horses from this area.
Well, I'm glad to hear that someone's willing to do that, because in cases like when this kind of stuff's going on, fire everywhere, they need some place where they can go, where they won't burn up in it too.
Yes, the deer, they're wild, they take off and go. I don't know if horses are in the field, just what they would do. I would think they would run also. But they're not used to being out in the wild like the deer.
Like I said, I don't have the answers to that about the horses myself. I don't often see them come by here like I do the bear, the deer, the possums, the coons. I don't really know.
I guess they've been around for a long time and kind of look after themselves. I got some stuff I got to do. I better run before I have to do stuff for tomorrow. How are you doing? Because it sounds like you're far enough away from this stuff not to worry about it. Over.
Further from me, I'm below Highway 11. It's all the opposite way. And back on the other side of Table Rock, where it jumped that watershed lake a day or two ago and heading toward East Fork. Most of it's all back the opposite end from where I'm at. So go ahead and do what you need to do. KI4LZI.
Until you have me turn the radio on just in time to catch you. I'm not sure if I'll be on tomorrow, but we'll try. This November 4 Echo Delta Whiskey. You have a comfortable night. Over.